Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Friday, June 19, 2026. Microsoft launches MAI Thinking 1, its first in-house reasoning model. What it is? At Build 2026, Microsoft unveiled MAI Thinking 1, a 35B sparse mixture of experts reasoning model with a 256K token context window, trained entirely without OpenAI data, and now in private preview on Azure Foundry. Why it matters. Microsoft is no longer just an OpenAI reseller. This signals a strategic pivot toward owning its own model stack, which has direct implications for enterprise Azure customers evaluating AI vendor lock-in risk. Reality check. The model is still in private preview, benchmarks are vendor run, and real-world coding and reasoning performance will need independent validation before procurement decisions. Databricks launches Unity AI Gateway at Data Plus AI Summit. What it is? Databricks announced Unity AI Gateway, a unified governance layer providing centralized permissions, lineage, observability, and cost management across all model calls, tool invocations, and agentic workflows. Why it matters. As multi-agent deployments proliferate across enterprises, governance and cost visibility are the new bottleneck. Unity AI Gateway is a direct response to the 60% governance gap identified in 2026 production deployments. Reality check. Governance platforms only work as well as organizational adoption. Tooling alone won't close the gap without enterprise-wide policies and change management. Apple unveils third-generation foundation models at WWDC 2026. What it is, Apple introduced five new foundation models at WWDC 2026, including a 20B sparse on-device model and cloud-based inference via private cloud compute extended to NVIDIA GPUs in Google Cloud, with free access for qualifying small developers. Why it matters. Apple's privacy-first AI architecture is becoming a genuine enterprise differentiator, offering on-device inference and cloud compute without the data exposure trade-offs of third-party API calls. Reality check. The collaboration with Google for cloud infrastructure is an unexpected architectural dependency that enterprises and privacy-focused buyers should evaluate carefully. Minimax M3 claims, frontier open-weight coding performance. What it is, Minimax released M3, billed as the first open-weight model combining frontier-tier coding capability, a 1 million token context window, and native multimodality, with vendor-reported benchmark scores edging GPT 5.5 on SWE Bench Pro. Why it matters. If verified, a capable open-weight model at this scale would meaningfully shift the enterprise build versus buy equation, reducing dependence on proprietary API providers for coding and long-context workloads. Reality check. Benchmarks are entirely vendor-run, open weights had not fully shipped as of publication, and China's 2017 National Intelligence Law creates data governance considerations for enterprise adopters. AI coding market fractures as Microsoft and Google challenge Anthropic and OpenAI. What it is. With MAI Thinking 1 joining GitHub Copilot, Microsoft entered the AI coding model race directly, while Google continues to close gaps, as independent coding tool users regularly evaluate multiple platforms simultaneously. Why it matters. The fragmentation of coding AI means enterprises will likely run multi-vendor coding stacks, raising integration and standardization costs even as per-seat pricing competition intensifies. Reality check. No single tool dominates across all developer workflows yet, and the rapid pace of model releases makes long-term tooling bets increasingly risky without abstraction layers. Gartner warns. Uniform AI agent governance will cause enterprise failures. What it is, Gartner issued a research note stating that applying the same governance rules to all AI agents, regardless of autonomy level and operational scope, is a leading cause of enterprise AI agent project failures in 2026. Why it matters. Most organizations are still treating agent governance as a binary on-off switch rather than a tiered, context-aware policy framework, a critical miscalibration as production deployments scale. Reality check. Gartner's advisory is sound in principle, but designing tiered governance frameworks is organizationally complex and requires cross-functional buy-in that most enterprises have not yet achieved. Agentic AI crosses 72% production adoption with a 60% governance gap. What it is, new industry data shows that 72% of enterprises now have agentic AI in production, but over 60% of those deployments lack adequate governance, security logging, or oversight mechanisms. Why it matters. The industry has crossed from experimentation into deployment at scale, but the gap between deployment velocity and governance maturity represents significant operational, compliance, and reputational risk. Reality check. Survey-based adoption figures often overstate production usage. Many deployments remain narrow automations that don't yet stress-test governance frameworks under real enterprise load. Physical AI hardware ecosystem matures around robotics and edge compute. What it is, NVIDIA's GTC 2026 and subsequent partner announcements confirmed a broadening hardware ecosystem for physical AI, with major manufacturers including automotive and industrial firms deploying GPU-accelerated agentic systems for manufacturing and customer-facing workflows. Why it matters. The convergence of agentic software and physical AI hardware is moving from lab to factory floor, creating new integration opportunities and risks for industrial enterprises evaluating AI beyond software-only use cases. Reality check. Enterprise ROI for physical AI deployments remains highly variable. Deployment timelines are long, and most published case studies reflect controlled environments rather than full-scale production operations.